Have you ever wondered the difference between Palo Santo and sage? Why do bad things happen to good people? What are some different forms of spiritual self-defense that I can take? Do you suffer from sleep paralysis? And what exactly is karma? Well, all of these questions and more are going to be answered today on this episode of Dirty Talk. Witches, welcome. Welcome to Dirty Talk, a show where we cover all things spiritual, sexy, and spooky. I'm your host, the Dick Witch. I was a soon-to-be psychologist turned psychic medium, and I've dedicated the past 3 years of my life just to studying everything there is about spirituality, psychics, mediums, and everything in between. Just like every other episode, let's start with the collective reading. The collective reading for the day starts with the Chariot card, and I'm so excited for this one. I love the Chariot card. I feel like you guys are really excelling into a new period of your life. You guys are no longer letting anything hold you back. You are like, I'm going to go get what I love, do what I love, and nobody and nothing is going to stop me nor get in my way. And I feel like spirit guides are really like, yes, yes, okay, yeah, sure. And then they're like, opportunity after opportunity is going to just be flying in for you guys. The biggest thing that you need to keep in mind, though, is especially with this. So I pulled some angel advice cards too. We have the crumbling. What are you clinging on to? So this could definitely be something that you guys need to ask yourself right now. What am I clinging on to that I need to sort of be letting go of in order to get into this new period of my lifetime? So if you guys have been really looking for like a new love interest, I would say what love interests of the past could be holding you back for finding your future. Okay. So this could either be because you're still maybe have feelings for some of them. Maybe you're still banking on some of them coming around. Maybe there was just like a really, really, really bad ending that makes you just not really want to ever be in love ever again. And so for those people, you know, I would say like, it's okay. It's safe to love just because somebody treated you bad in the past, or, you know, even for some of those people that may still be in love, like with situationships and stuff like that. I just saw 222 on the clock too. So I know I'm speaking truths right now. I feel like for those people, like it's safe to love. Not every single partner or person that you're going to come across is going to be the same, okay? And on the other aspect of the Chariot card, if you guys are maybe inquiring about like career, job, business, you know, what in the past could be holding you back from a whole new start or from, you know, getting those new clients, right? So from a business perspective, maybe you're clinging to a business that is not going anywhere, that doesn't have any legs, that isn't really, you know, making any moves or anything. And you've gotten this small inkling inside of you, okay, maybe I should start something new. Listen to that, okay? Because I feel like you guys are on the brink of something amazing. Some of you guys literally have already started it, are already seeing this Chariot action in your life. This is just like a clarifier that yes, it is safe to love also. Like, yes, everything is going to work out perfectly and smoothly. You just have to trust the process and go with the flow, okay? For some of you guys who already have that business that you just started, maybe you're like kind of waiting to see the results. And I just saw 333 again. So 222 and 333 could be really big angel number clarifiers for this group. So if you see those after this reading, you know, divine is like, yes, you are doing the right thing, or yes, but let's keep going and let's try some new things. Okay. So going back to what I was saying, if you are a new business owner and you're not seeing like a lot happening for your company, it's time to get on your feet. It's time to get out there, do some cold calling, try to, and by that, I don't mean like, you know, because cold calling, I feel like is pretty, how do I say this? Like, dead. That's what they're saying. Like, they're like, cold calling is kind of dead. It's more so like, you're just going to be nice. You're just going to tell people what you offer and see how you could help them out. And if it's not a fit, it's not a fit. And you know what? You'll find somebody else that will work for you and that will, and that you maybe will work for, you know? It's all about doing the legwork, especially when you get that business, right? The chariot speaks on action. It speaks on productivity, pro action. They're literally telling me like all of these words, proactive, remember that skincare brand? but they're telling me it's about being proactive, getting out there, doing the legwork, meeting new people too, especially if networking or even with love. If you find, again, there's some stagnancy in your love life, but you're not doing the legwork, you're not doing anything to kind of bring in new people because you're still maybe stuck on the old, or you just are kind of afraid to try something new. I say just go for it. Go out to that new spot in town, try it out. Maybe go to a bougier restaurant. There's a lot of expensive people, hey, that will hang out there, have a drink, go to a classier bar than you typically go to or whatever, and see the type of prospects that might be there. Because obviously I'm going to always be encouraging that you guys seek more for yourself. And there are a lot of people out there, and a lot of my listeners too, a lot of my subscribers, my baby bimbos, I love you guys. Literally a lot of you guys can do a lot better for yourself. Whenever I give personal readings, or whenever I'm doing my collectives and my piggy cards, that is the biggest thing that I have noticed. And my stomach growled there, I'm sorry. But that is the biggest thing that I have noticed for a lot of my beautiful, beautiful people, is that you don't accept what you actually deserve. You typically end up accepting less than what you actually deserve, right? And for a lot of you guys, I see, dun, 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 with a tulip card, a declaration of love, hopelessly romantic, and perfection. Okay, keep that word in mind, perfection. Because when we speak on perfection, are we perfect human beings? No, right? Obviously not. A lot of us, baby mamas, sort of, yes, okay, yes, kind of, a little bit. But we're not entirely perfect. Nobody is. No relationship is. Even if you look at the most perfect relationship you've ever seen from the outside, mine, no, I'm kidding. Even perfect relationships have their problems too. It's how you work around those. It's how you get over those, So you and this other person might come from completely different jobs and have completely different tastes in what you like to do in your free time. But you never know. That person could introduce you to some new things that you actually end up liking doing in your free time. And you might end up introducing them to new stuff that they end up liking to do in their lifetime. I don't know if I ended that the same way, but you guys get the gist of what I'm trying to say, right? Perfect is perfect to us. And what's perfect to us isn't going to be perfect to everybody else, because it's not their lives. But I do see a beautiful, beautiful, hopelessly romantic connection coming in here for you guys. And for people inquiring about business, I see that you guys are falling in love with business again, falling in love with the newness and the excitement of everything, the sort of imposter syndrome. You don't quite know everything, but you know everything. And you're ready for this, okay? Also, we have sunflower, adoration, vitality, intelligence, good fortune. I think that you're really going to meet somebody that aligns with your intelligence levels coming up here. If you haven't already, if you guys maybe already even have a partner too, again, I feel like listen to more of the business aspect of this reading. But I feel like you guys have already found this person that's super intelligent, that just adores you guys all the way to your core, and that is full of life and love and good luck, good fortune. You guys are going to feel a lot luckier coming up here. You guys are going to feel like that lucky girl syndrome, right? You guys are definitely going to feel that, very, very heavy coming up here. You're just going to feel very prosperous. And this could come after something that is, that maybe happened that wasn't the best for you guys, but you're starting to see that things are really, really, really picking up pace, especially with this chariot card. You guys are on that perfect path, okay? Keep it up. Do the legwork, okay? Do the legwork. Keep it up. Honeysuckle here, sweetness of disposition and rustic beauty. I feel like you guys are always finding the positivity and the negativity, and that's why you guys are starting to not only excel, but you have always excelled in your life. You've always really found that you are a super lucky person, but it's not just the luck. I feel like you guys are very, very positive. And anything that life throws your way, you're going to spin it and make it into something really, really beautiful and amazing. with the rustic beauty card here, I really find that you guys are maybe focusing. I just heard a lot on your skincare. So you guys could definitely be getting more into your skincare. Also working out too. They just said like kind of dealing with what makes you beautiful. They also said healing your gut too. So eating more correctly. That's what they're saying. Like that kind of aligns together. Like just really working on yourself from the inside out, making yourself better, especially for this beautiful spring season. It's all about newness. It's all about the newness of life and the beauty of life. Finally, we have Dandelion, Rustic Oracle, Healing, Hope, Growth, and Family. I feel like you guys are working a lot smarter, not harder. And in the future, you guys are going to have a lot more time to spend with your family because of it. Because you guys are working so hard right now, but also figuring out, okay, how can I work smarter, not harder? How can I, you know, maybe, how should I say this? Like outsource help. If that makes sense for your company, outsourcing help, hiring different people to come on, maybe in the future, maybe not even right now, but setting yourself up for that in the future, planning way ahead. I also see that you guys are just doing a lot of healing, a lot of growth, and you guys are accepting more for yourself. And because of this, it's creating a lot more hope for the future. You guys are having a lot more hope for the future. And I definitely feel like everything is going to work out so much more perfectly than you could even imagine for yourself. Like you guys are going to be shocked by not only how fast things are starting to pick up for you, but also by how perfectly everything is just falling into place and working perfectly. Yeah. And the last card here, which I said lastly, but this one actually is the last card, is Lemuria. Creating heaven on earth. It's happening. And so that kind of goes back to that first episode that we talked about, all about how are you creating this heaven on earth for yourself. And I feel like this is just a good check-in from the last episode as to how have you grown? Have you been creating more of that heaven on earth for yourself? If so, how? And if not, how can you create more? Even if you have, how can you still create more and add more onto that? So just going back to that first episode, and yeah, let's go on ahead and get into today's episode. I'm very excited. Okay. Woo! This episode actually came to me because I experienced something rather creepy and spooky recently. I was actually stalked on my way home. So I just wanted to make this episode as a bit of like a warning to all of my baddie witches out there. Even the best of us witches can experience some pretty freaky things, so it's always a good idea to not only listen to your gut, your instincts, but also be careful, watch out, and always prepare yourself for situations like this. I've done a lot of self-defense classes in the past. I've actually kicked box for over like 4 years, so I'm a big kickboxer. It's so freeing and it feels really, really good sometimes just to kind of have a place to channel that. Yeah. So I just want to put that out there that it's always a great way to do that. But that is kind of like the last case scenario, right? Like even before that, you should have other forms of self-defense too, like pepper spray. There's a thing called a birdie, which you can just pull and it rings this incredibly, incredibly loud alarm to basically ward off anybody that's trying to do anything to you. On top of that, there's also stun guns. So I don't really know a lot about those, but I just wanted to throw some things out there so that way you guys know. And when talking to cops about this, because I did actually end up having to talk to the police and everything about this because it was pretty bad. They told me that if at any point you feel threatened, you can use pepper spray. So don't hesitate to use it because it is a non-lethal weapon. It is actually like 100% okay to use as long as you feel threatened, okay? If there's some kind of a barrier in between you and the person, like they're in their car or like something like that, I would hesitate to use pepper spray. I would get away first and then, you know, if they're still persisting, then move on to that. But if you can't get away and this person is making you feel threatened by any means, use that pepper spray. Don't forget to check the direction of the wind when you're using it. And also make sure you test it out. Obviously, I'm no expert, but it's a good idea to always test it out. Make sure you know where the nozzle is. Make sure you keep it in a place in your bag where you can pull it out Easily. Like, mine's attached to, like, a string in my bag. Not, like, a string, but it's, like, one of those key holders. But instead, I just keep it on there so that way I can pull it out at any time that I need it. And just, yeah, have it ready to go. It's kind of crazy that we have to even think about these things. But really, especially women and minorities, especially minorities, have to think about these things. And it sucks. Doesn't matter, again, how good of a witch we are. There are certain things planned on our path that we have no control over. I mean, no control over it happening, but once it happens, that's when we have the control and that's when we have to spring into action and do something. Yeah. The last thing that I will say too, and this on a bit of a higher note, but it is so weird seeing yourself on CCTV footage, like seeing your posture, the way that you walk, like all those things, like it's really, really strange. And seeing yourself from like a third person omniscient point of view, you know, like kind of a god, is just like really, really, really weird. Like, it's super, like, I don't know, it feels very out of body, like, watching it. But yeah, I had to throw this in here just as like a kind of creepy intro to the video, because yeah, I knew that this episode is going to be more spooky, but that's what gave me the idea to do an episode on not only, you know, physical self-defense, which we started off there with, but spiritual self-defense, because it's so important, especially because there is so much evil eye in the world. Even if it is unintentional, it is still prevalent and it's still there, and it's still something that we should definitely be actively protecting ourselves from. So that being said, let's get into it. What is the difference between Palo Santo and sage? There will be a question aspect of this that you guys can answer down below. So definitely look out for that. Spotify is super, super cool. They included polls and questions for you guys, so you can really interact and engage and tell me which episode you want next, or respond to my question to maybe be featured in an upcoming episode. So that's super, super cool. But yes, can anybody tell me what is the difference between Palo Santo and sage? So to my knowledge, and again, this is entirely like opinion based pretty much, so it's all based off of my like opinions and my knowledge. So I'm not going to be 1,000% accurate all the time, but you know, some of these I'm pretty close. So with sage, I know that this was actually created by the Native Americans, and it's originally called smudging. And usually you use, like, I believe it's like a shell of some kind. You break up the bits of sage and then you use a giant feather. I'm not sure exactly which kind it is, but you're going to use the giant feather to waft the smoke into the air. And the Native Americans believed that it would actually clear out negative energy. So sage is actually used to clear out negative energy. So when would this be used, right? This would be used at times in which, you know, and it can be used for little things, it can be used for big things. So like in my situation, I literally just saged myself this morning. I've been saging myself a lot because I'm just trying to get rid of all of that negativity. It can be used like, you know, I just heard like what do they say? Before a test, which is kind of interesting. I never thought about using it like before a test, but that would be accurate, like to get rid of kind of your anxiety and your fear for it, right? So it's really to help rid of a lot of our anxieties and our fears. If you're struggling with sleep paralysis or sleep paralysis demons, it's actually a great idea, or negative entities of any kind that might be in your home, even if it's like a nice person, but you're just kind of like, yo, like, I don't really want you in my space. You know, like there are some of those ghosts or some of those, people have crossed over that still kind of reside in our place of living, and that's cool. Like, I'm fine with it here, but sometimes they can be a little bit annoying, especially when you try to start changing the space. They don't really like that. So sometimes they'll get a little bit annoyed with you. And in those situations, that's when I'd use sage to clear out all of that negative energy. Or again, if you have sleep paralysis demons, you can actually do it like right before bed and open up your window and say, you know, get out of my space. You are not welcome here. Go to the light. Thank you so much, but I don't want you here. Thank you. Goodbye. You know, thank you, angels, for watching over me. Oh my goodness. Dropping my phone. But that is a great way to sort of get rid of that negative energy. Also, it can be used on more of the small scale stuff too. So like the tests, or Like if you posted like a super hot picture of yourself and you can kind of feel like the jealousy or a little bit of the evil eye, or maybe you're looking super, super hot one day and you come home after like a night of like going out, you look super hot, but you just got a lot of like bad vibes. Like, feel free, cleanse yourself right then and there. Get rid of that energy. Get rid of that energy. It is not yours to hold. It's not yours to hold. And you can say stuff like that in threes. This is not my energy. Send it away. Convert it into positive and send it back. I don't want this. Thank you, but no thank you. Yeah. And so by doing that, you are sending all of the negativity out. You can also do kind of like a monthly house cleanse too, where you take your sage, you're burning it, and then you are walking, let's see here, which way would it be? I think I walked clockwise today, but I think you're actually supposed to walk counterclockwise. It really doesn't matter, you guys. Like, at the end of the day, it's all about the intention that you're putting into it. And whatever intention you're putting into it is what you're going to get out of it, right? So I would recommend that you do open up the windows, walk counterclockwise throughout your entire house, and clear out all the negativity. You can say like, I'm getting rid of any negative energy, entities, anything that is not welcome here. And again, you're going to be wafting the smoke out with your hand, brushing it out, brushing it out, brushing it out, because you're trying to get this energy out. It's not welcome here, not welcome here. And by doing that, you are sending the energy out. And you can actually walk up to the windows of your house too. It's actually good to keep your windows open anyways, because you will be filling your house with smoke, you know, so probably not best for your lungs to be breathing that in anyways. So it's always a good idea just to be opening up the windows. And also, it gives a place for that energy to escape, because it, like, and again, I do this in the wintertime, but I will do it where whenever I'm in that space, I'll open up the window, I'll send that energy out, and then I'll close the window, and then I'll move on to my next room, and then I'll open up the windows, I'll walk around, I'll send the energy out, and then I'll close the windows. So like during the winter, it's even like, it's okay to do, because it's all about, you know, the intention and getting rid of that negativity there. Going back to it though, it gives a place for the energy to escape, because when it's just sort of bouncing like around your house, like, and you're cleansing it with sage, but the smoke is staying in your house, then that energy is still staying in this house. The smoke isn't doing anything to kind of clear away. I think it's because it kind of has like a pungent, a little bit light, stinkier of a scent to it too, that like maybe that's what kind of is supposed to be scaring off that negative energy. But yeah, you want to give a place for that energy to escape, to get out of your house, because you do not want to be holding on to it. Also, when it comes to using sage, you want to make sure that you are staying away from white sage, because it is actually an endangered species since people have been using it so much for this practice. It doesn't just have to be sage. I know I say sage, but you can actually use things like sweetgrass, evergreen. You can use different types of sage too, because there's a lot of different types of sage. I used to just harvest some from my mom's garden, and like I would use Russian sage. I think she grew white sage, so I felt okay taking hers because I wasn't, you know, just taking it from wherever. And yeah, and then using any of those to help you ward off that negativity. Again, it's all about the intention. It's all about the intention. Moving on then to Palo Santo. So Palo Santo is actually to bring the positivity in. It's this beautiful, fragrant wood. It kind of burns and then burns off like some of its oils. Like you can see it. It's really, really cool. It has a lot of like oils infused into just like the bark naturally. And it smells so good. And again, you're still going to want to keep your windows open for this, because you want to bring the good energy in, bring it in. Even if you don't want to do like all of your windows, you could just walk all of the smoke sort of back to the front door and open up your front door and say, good energy, I invite you in. Prosperity, I invite you in. Welcome in, prosperity. Welcome in. And this is sort of the same thing. It's been seen to be used in Asian culture, with, or even Indian cultures too, with the incense, like in temples, in shrines. There we go. In shrines, all of those, incense, like Palo Santo, is used to bring in the good fortune of the gods. Like, it's really cool because it's seen throughout different cultures. Even in my religion, in Catholicism, we use incense to sort of bring in good energies. I think it's around like Easter time, like when Jesus hath risen, then they bring in the incense. Catholicism, the more I look into it, is actually super witchy of like a religion. Like, we use oils to like anoint things. We use like this like birch bark or something, like this tree, to douse the people with holy water. Anyways, it's like, it's super witchy and like it's weird ways, but yeah, so that is Palo Santo. It's all about bringing the positive energy in. So in that case, I would be walking clockwise. That's it. Clockwise. Not counterclockwise, but clockwise. Yes, and actually I did it correct this morning because I was using Palo Santo and not sage. So I did it correct. Yeah, you're supposed to walk clockwise to bring things into you, bring things in, counterclockwise to bring things out, bring things out. Okay, so that is our first topic of discussion. Next on the agenda is, why do bad things happen to good people? And this kind of goes hand in hand with karma and all of this. So all of us on this planet have, before we even came here, kind of like picked a timeline out for our life. Like, here's where I'm gonna be born, here's my mom, here's my dad, here is you know, these important points in my life, here's who I'm gonna marry, here's who I'm gonna have kids with, here's when I'm gonna die. Like, basically, like, all of those points we've already kind of picked out for ourselves. It's just a matter of us sort of getting to those points. And so on top of picking out all of those good things for ourselves, we also, when we're up in heaven, we're kicking it up in heaven with our creator, whoever that is for you, we are picking out our personal struggles, because our personal struggles are what is going to ultimately lead us to our success, which sounds kind of crazy. Especially if you're not used to the law of attraction or witchcraft or anything like that, you're going to be like, that sounds nuts. Why would I pick out struggles for myself? I want like the smoothest life in the entire world. I want, you know, $1 million. Like, why would I, you know, why would I choose a stalker? Like, something like that, you know, like, why would I pick that? But what I've found, and what other people have actually found, is that whenever we experience something inherently bad, something beautiful and wonderful and magical is usually right on the other side of it. We just have to get through that period of hardship, figure it out, and then move past that and move on to bigger and better and more inspiring things. But some people, because of free will, come across bad things and they let it set them back. And then they come across another bad thing and then they let it set them back even more. And then they come across another bad thing and they let them set them back even more. Rather than learning from and growing, they go back, because they, you know, like, we still do have free will in this lifetime and in this world. And a lot of people we're figuring out do suffer from mental illnesses. But again, it's what you do about that really, really, really makes a difference. When my anxiety was at like an all-time high too, I decided that like I should probably go to therapy. And it was a very difficult choice to make. It's a lot of work, like pulling yourself to go work on yourself once a week. It was actually kind of nice too at times, just to have somebody as like a sounding board and somebody to talk to too about like my struggles and about my problems. But I'm so happy that I did that for myself, because at this point in my life, I still do have anxiety, yes, but like I can live with it. I can tolerate it and I can basically control it now. Like, I don't even get to the point of like having anxiety or panic attacks literally ever anymore, because I'm able to control my anxiety that well, which is like, wow. Even like my angels were like, pat yourself on the back, girl. That's hard to do. But yeah, it is hard to do, but I did it. and I'm done with it. I'm over it. And now I can focus on much bigger and much better things in my life. Okay, so that's what we're saying is like, you got to keep moving forward and learning and growing as a human. That's what kind of establishes you and makes you into such a good human too. Also though, is having that positivity, oh my God, which we talked about at the way beginning of this. Wow, spirit guides are so good at like telling me exactly where to go with this. Like I really don't plan this. They just kind of give me the vibes, give me the topics. And I'm like, okay, let's go. But because you guys are such positive and beautiful human beings, more positive things come into your life. Like if you say to yourself like, yes, okay, this negative thing did happen, but this makes me want to live my life even better and even stronger and even more empowered. This makes me want to accomplish so much more so I can show my kids, show my grandkids that it does not matter where you are in life. You can always do more for yourself and be better for yourself. Wow. And so that's why it's so important to be a positive human being and to be like more uplifting about everything, because it's like you could get yourself down with these situations so easily. Anybody could, right? If anybody was in your shoes, it would be easy to get themselves down about these situations. But what's hard is getting yourself back up from these situations. And that is what makes the biggest, biggest difference. Not just that, but the more that we lift ourselves up from situations rather than putting ourselves down, the better karma that we get. And the better karma that we get, the better opportunities and higher paths that we basically have access to. So that's why it's so important to have good karma. And everybody gets karma. You know, and us witches basically have a saying where it's everything in threefold. I actually like to say everything in tenfold because I give out really good vibes to the world. And, you know, if I'm giving out really good vibes to the world, then I'm okay with saying everything in tenfold because I want all of that to come back to me in tenfold, you know? And so by saying that, yeah, I think it's very important to rack up that good karma, which we kind of talked about in the very first episode, getting more into the flow of good karma, welcoming in more good karma into our lives and how we can do that so much more and so much easier and just get it going, because then that gives us more instances where we can get good and better karma. And again, even through bad situations, we can get rewarded with good karma if we handle them perfectly and correctly and with peace and with grace. Every single situation, handling it with the most peaceful and the most graceful attitude will always get you in the right. Like I like to think about people that meet other people with harsh edges always receive harsh edges back to them. Like if you think about the Karens of the world, right? Like them Karens walk around like they are ready to pick fights. They are ready for something to go wrong. So that way they can meet somebody with that harsh edge and get and have a reason, wink, wink, in their mind to get mad, to get angry at somebody. When in reality, like they probably have just had literally the worst karma. Like they've had instances where they could have gotten good karma, but because they treat other people with this harsh edge, they're always going to receive that harsh edge back to them. And by that, it doesn't even necessarily mean like yelling or like anything back to them. Because if you think of the Karen videos, like the employee is normally on the right side. Like the employee is normally completely calm. They're collected. They're just trying to abide by, you know, company policy or whatever. And they know, this employee knows that if they try to even fight back or anything like that, they'll probably get in trouble. So it's better just to like ride it out and try to make this customer as happy as possible. And if they can't, then, you know, ask the customer to leave at the end of the day. Yeah, which is so crazy. But that's like the best example that I can think of, very, very visual, is Karens. Like they always meet people with harsh edges, harsh words, harsh language, harsh tone. Especially your tone makes the biggest difference in your voice. Like if I say something like, you know, great job on your homework. Like that's like the tone of that was like, oh, did you really mean that? You know, but if I say, hey, Great job on your homework. Then you can tell just by my tone, it's like, I'm serious. I'm actually like proud of you. Like, you did a really great job on that. Good job. If you're working on your homework right now while listening to this, this is your sign. Great job. But you guys see what I'm saying? Like, even the tone of your voice can sort of reflect the karma that you're going to get, because it's all about what you're putting out into the world. Everything in threefold, everything that I put out into the world comes back to me times three. So if I'm putting all the good energy out there, I'm opening up doors for people, I'm tipping people a little bit extra because the world is hard right now, I'm donating to people's GoFundMes, I'm picking flowers for strangers on the street, all of these, I'm just racking up that good karma. That means that I'm probably going to get three times the bouquets for every bouquet that I hand out, you know? And this is like in a very like logical and humanistic kind of terms, so that way it's easier for, you know, you to understand exactly what I'm saying. So like, if I give out one bouquet, I get three bouquets back to me, because that's just the way the karma works in the world. And those bouquets aren't always going to be in the way that you think of, you know, like one might be a floral bouquet, yes, but the next one might be an edible arrangement full of fruit. And the next bouquet might be a chocolate arrangement, you know, and so it might be something similar, but a little bit different. Yeah. And I just think that's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And the same thing with negative karma. So if I get kicked, if I kick somebody, then I'm going to get kicked times three by other people. And so that's why whenever I'm going through like a bad situation, especially with like somebody else who's maybe not treating me in the nicest way, because, you know, especially the listeners here, I vibe that you guys are like empaths. You guys are probably like, you hardcore feel the way that other people feel. And so you don't ever, ever, ever want to treat somebody with disrespect, because, you know, that not only hurts you, but then it also hurts the person too. And so it's like, what's the point of that, you know? But if there's somebody out there that's treating you poorly, rather than like being mean to them, just say, you know, God of karma, gods of karma, or whatever you believe in, karma, rain down on them tenfold. Because, and you can do this to good people too. Like to people, maybe like say your friend is getting really hurt by somebody else. You can have karma rain down on the person that's hurting your friend tenfold, and you can have karma rain down on your friend tenfold. So that way both of them are getting what they deserve out of the situation. And by doing this, you are not putting any of your negativity or anything on the situation, you know, like you're not like hexing them or anything. Because a lot of us witches actually do not believe in hexing people, because we don't want to be hexed threefold in return. Obviously, again, this is why it's so good to have, moving on to our next topic, spiritual self-defense, having a good self-defense system, and also protecting yourself, which can be saging your space, Palo Santo-ing your space. It can be having an evil eye, wearing crystals, wearing a cross, or something like your deity, something like that, on a necklace. I just learned for Italians, it's called a cornicello, I think. Cornicello. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. I'm so sorry, Italians. I love you. I love you so much. But it's actually like a little tiny horn. In some situations, it kind of looks like a red hot chili pepper. If you've ever seen a chili pepper before, it looks kind of like that, but with a little crown on top usually. And it's their form of an evil eye. It's for protection. So I thought that was really cool. I just wanted to share that too. But there's lots of different forms of protecting yourself physically, right? So that's the physical aspect of it. The spiritual aspect is knowing that there's karma, knowing that it does act in tenfold. So whatever you're giving out, you're going to get back. So that makes you feel good. But then also the spiritual aspect could be, you know, taking a cleansing bath and imagining every negative thing that's happened to you just washing down the drain and away from you. If you're Christian or Catholic like me, or whatever, if this sounds good to you and it's like, this sounds cool, I'll do this. You can actually say, if you're in the shower, I like to say, holy water, wash over me, cleanse me of all my sins. Because I learned, and this is from one of the retired nuns that I worked with, one of the retired sisters. I love her so much. I learned from her. She said, it does not matter, Anais. You don't need a man to put his hands over a water and claim it holy. All water is holy. And I thought that that was just the most beautiful and amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me that all water on this planet is holy. And so it makes sense to me why, you know, even in the shower, I would say, let this holy water wash over me, cleanse me of all my sins, or cleanse me of all my negative energy, and let it go down the drain. Let it go down the drain. Let it go down the drain. And then I just feel so much more better, you know, like you feel so much more spiritually uplifted. It's kind of like a meditation in a psychological aspect of it. It's kind of like a meditation in forms where it's just like really allowing your subconscious to be kind of scrubbed clean and to let new things basically come in and replace it, if that makes sense. It's kind of like meditation in the sense where it's like it's clearing your mind so that way you can focus on what is most important to you and draw your attention more towards that too. So I think that that's just super, super cool. But going back to spiritual self-defense, this is something that in my personal work, I have seen most prevalently. I've seen that people that have a smaller spiritual integrity deal a lot more with sleep paralysis and insomnia, which is kind of crazy. But I believe this is because they don't have like a good, strong line to the other side. They don't really have like a good, strong intuition. So growing a lot of your spiritual self-defense is growing your intuition. Because, and it's about listening to your intuition, because your intuition is like this. It's like, pss, 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 pss. I'm going to tell you to do this. And then your thoughts are like this. Ah, I'm going to do this. Oh, whoa. What about what? Focus on this. You know, like, especially if you have anxiety and ADD, like I do, your brain is just a chaotic place. But that's how you can kind of get to know your intuition, is it comes in a much lower portion of your brain. And it's a lot quieter. And so channeling your intuition, building your spiritual integrity is all about turning up that dial, making your intuition louder. So that way it's easier to hear and it's easier to tune into whenever it comes your way. It's just kind of there. And for those of you who are kind of nervous, like after I talked about my situation with stalking and everything, and like, you know, there's a lot of crime, there's a lot of blah, 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 like all in the world, right? But if you listen to your intuition, it will tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. And sometimes it will act without you even having any permission to, without you even thinking about it. You just do. Your body just does it for you. So like if you think about in times of like high stress, or if you've ever, you know, experienced something like that or life changing, you know, you probably were like not thinking a lot in the time, but you were just like acting and everything worked out exactly as it was supposed to. Like it's almost like your higher self like has to kick in those moments to keep you safe and to protect you and to help you to make all of the right moves, right? Because even before we have this like spiritual integrity, or before we're even fully aware of our intuition is already acting for us. Like we don't have to think about it, okay? So before you go overthinking anything after this episode, don't. This episode is all about just helping you establish those little teeny tiny things that can make a world of a difference in your life. But that doesn't mean that your intuition isn't there already. That doesn't mean that your intuition isn't acting already, because it is. This is just going to help clear it up and make it easier to listen in and tune in when necessary, okay? So that is basically everything for today. Oh my goodness. If you listen to this back, this is all about building up that spiritual integrity, everything that I talked about in this entire episode. And I can get more in detailed in depth with anything that you guys want. We do have a Discord full of spiritual baddies, beautiful, talented, wonderful, amazing, incredible. I love them all. Intelligent. Oh my God. They're literally so smart and funny. Okay. Anyways, Discord and YouTube, which you guys can find the links to. probably around wherever you are listening. Definitely on YouTube. The Dick Witch is my channel. Check it out, though, because feel free to ask questions. You can comment on your favorite episode or whatever in the world. You can send me information there. We have the beautiful Tatoria and Sunny, who are amazing moderators over there. Tatoria always sends such incredible, incredible content our way. She is consistently filling it with amazing aesthetic, beautiful, beautiful astrological tarot, just esocentric, like everything beautiful. She knows how to find it. I don't know how she does it, but she does. And it's just full of incredible information overall, and friendships and fun and magic and sparkles. So if that sounds like something that you like, you're interested in, I would definitely check it out. Same thing with the YouTube page too. It's a beautiful, wonderful community. But the Discord is where we can kind of get like more personal and just like, yeah, like chat and everything. So I love plugging it. But of course, if you guys have any questions, comments, anything, feel free to leave it on the YouTube, on the Discord. But that is everything for today. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Definitely stay tuned for next week's. And this is it. So until next time, I'm the Dick Witch, and this is Dirty Talk. I love you. Goodbye.